Jeff, do you have any memories of the army camp that was up next to the school?
Yes, they in the old showground, so camped in there, and they had a horse transport, and the horses were all kept in the paddock next to us up home, and they used to go out into the scrub country out Mount Crawford and cart firewood in horse wagons and put it onto the train to be sent down to the Woodside Army camp. But yes, I remember the tents the whole way around the showgrounds were backed into the tents, and of course primary school at the time, we'd all be on posts and forms and things looking over the fence and watching the soldiers, you know, were doing their exercises and things on the actual showground. I remember one day they were all running around with bayonets and they had bags up, and they'd bayonet the bag and then run on them. And of course the kids would all line up there to watch it, until Bruce McLean, who was a bank manager's son, fell off the fence and broke a leg. So that was the end of it.
So what year would that have been, Jeff?
42, I suppose. 1942.
Was there a lot of people here that went off to the war?
Yes, quite a few went from here, and the majority of them, well, not the majority, but quite a few ended up in that Changi prisoner of war camp. It was Colin McBean and Malcolm MacDonald, or there were about four or five or six of them, and there were quite a few lads from here that lost their lives early in the peace. Kevin McConnell and Jeff Hode, and it was fairly sad times here at the time.
Do you have the story about Phil Harriet?
Yeah, well, Phil Harriet was a fighter pilot, and I think he was had more tricks and things up his sleeve than that. At any rate, they were bombing Mount Pleasant one day, or pretending to, you know, and there was a tiger moth, which was the old twin wing biplane, and he came down and cut the wire. In those days, air electricity came from the hospital across the home. It was the lines so low that they cut the electric wires with the propeller and landed up by the by our homestead, and
bit of drama.
Real drama.
Wow.
And actually the pilot, he kept in touch with my mother for a long time after that. I remember we as little kids we had to take up some food for the pilot and for the trainee co-pilot with him, and then the next day they sent a truck up from Parafield and took the plane to bits and took it home again. Propeller was broken and the struts on the biplane were broken. Actually, when Pat and I were married, we built a Blunt's home up there, right on the spot where the plane landed.